This is Avikia's recording for Meseches Chayiga, Daf Ches Amid Beis. We were in the middle of a discussion on the bottom of Ches Amid Aleph, going over to Ches Amid Beis, about how we know that you can only be Yotzei the mitzvah Simchas Yontif by eating an animal korban, specifically from a behema, not from an oaf, and not from a korban mincha. So the first way to learn it, we had on the very bottom of Ches Amid Aleph, it said that the source was V'samachta b'chagecha, that it has to dafka be mishechagiga ba mehem, yatsui l'shein chagiga ba mehem. Has to be the type of animal that could be a korban chagiga, i.e. it would have to be a behema and not an oaf or a korban mincha. Rav Ashi Amar, picking up from the second line on Chesem Beis, middle of the line. Rav Ashi Amar, mi v'samachta nafka. We actually learn it out from the word v'samachta, not from the word b'chagecha, yatsui l'shein b'hem simcha. We're excluding these things that don't have simcha contained inherently in them. I mean, people are not as excited to eat a small bird or to eat some bread or some matzah, as the case of the korban mincha. So therefore, there's not such a big simcha to eat these animals as opposed to eat a big behema. That's a major simcha. So therefore, that we learn out from the word v'samachta. So, Rav Ashi, hi b'chagecha, my avilei. So why, what does Rav Ashi do with the word b'chagecha if he's not going to learn out that it has to do with the carbon chagiga specifically? So, hahu l'cha Daniel bar Ketina. So this he learns like Rav Daniel, the son of Rav Ketina. It's a very original, unusual name for the Gemara is Rav Daniel. So, dam Rav Daniel bar Ketina, amarav minayin she'in nosin nashin b'moed. How do we know that you're not supposed to get married on Chol HaMoed, on Yontif also, obviously, but there's an Issur Darabana to get married anyway, but in addition, there's an Issur Daraisa to get married on Chol HaMoed as well. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. We learn out from that you're supposed to rejoice in the Chag v'lo b'ishtecha, but not with your wife, meaning you're not supposed to add a simcha to the simcha that exists of Simchas Yontif, and therefore, we learn out there's an Issur to get married on Yontif. Okay, now we're moving on to the next Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is based on the pasuk of the continuation that we didn't say last time, which is Ish kemat nas yado kibir kas Hashem Elokecha. We mentioned in the Gemara, but we said specifically, Lo yerael panai reikam. You're not supposed to show your face when you do aliyah l'regel empty-handed. Rather, you bring the karban chagiga, but how is it described? You bring the olas re'iya and the chagiga and the shalmi simcha, but how is this described in the pasuk? Ish kemat nas yado kibir kas Hashem Elokecha. Right, we learn out that you're supposed to bring as many korbanos as you can afford under these types of circumstances, and there's no isser of bal tosif when you do this. So says the Mishnah, Mishiyesh lo ochlim merubim menachasim muatim, maybe shlamim merubim, but olos muatos. Let's say a person has a lot of people to eat, has a big family, and he's not so wealthy. So he should bring a lot of carbon shlamims, and he shouldn't bring so many carbon olas, because carbon ola, although it's a great mitzvah to bring a carbon ola to Hashem, but his family's not going to be able to enjoy it at all. It's all burned legavoa, it's all burned on the mizbeach, and therefore he should bring a carbon shlamim that his family will be able to partake in more so than bringing extra carbon olas. Nechasim rubim v'ochlim muatim, or if it's the flip side, that he's very wealthy and he doesn't have a lot of family members to eat with him. So maybe olos merubos, shlamim muatim, should bring lots of carbon olas and not so many carbon shlamims. Ze v'ze muat, al ze nemar, right? Ma'al kesef, shtei kesef, right? So if a person is poor and he doesn't have a lot of family members, so that's where Beisham and Beisil discussed the minimum amounts, i.e. one ma'ah for the olas re'iyah and two ma'ah for the carbon shlamim, that's Shitas Beisilo, right? And what about Zev Zev Merubim? But if he has a large family and he's Baruch Hashem wealthy as well, al zeh nemar, ish kemat nas yado kivir kas Hashem Elokecha asher nasan lach. So the pasuk says that you should do what, based on the blessings that Hashem has given you. Okay, says the Gemara, shlamim merubim meheicha maisi. So from where is he going to bring lots of carbon shlamim? Halesle, he doesn't have them right now. So what are we talking about over here? We're saying that if he in the case where the guy has a lot of people to eat, but he doesn't have a lot of money, so we say, oh, bring lots of carbon shlamims, don't bring so many carbon olas. But we just said he doesn't have a lot of money and he's not going to be able to afford to bring lots of carbon shlamim. So Amrav Chizda, Rav Chisda says, Tofel. Right? So we said that he can take money, Maaser Sheni money, as we discussed on Daf Chesamid Aleph. We said that he can take Maaser Sheni money and merge it together with his own money and use that to purchase extra carbon shlamim. So Tofel Umevi Par Gadol. So he should merge the monies together and buy himself a large bull that will feed, will feed an army, and he'll be able to partake, his family will be able to partake in that. So he doesn't have to spend all of his own personal money. He can use some Maaser Sheni money together with that. Now, we pointed out on the previous summit that was a machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, but we're holding like Rabbi Yochanan over here in this answer of Rav Chisda. So Amar Le Rav Sheisha. So Rav Sheisha says to Rav Chisda, so why did you say that you can, be mitzar for the money? Harayamru toflin behema libehema. But what about, she basically saying, we said that you can take some, the original carbon chagiga that you're going to bring, you have to do that out of hulin money, and then you can add on more carbonos with miser money on top of that. So basically, he was saying to him, I don't understand your idea. You're saying you should merge the money into one animal. No, you're supposed to take the full amount for one animal from chulin money, and the rest you can buy from Maaser Sheni money as well. But that's not, we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, we hold like Chizkiah basically. So my kamarle. So the Gemara is explaining what was Rav Sheshes saying to Rav Chisda. Ilei machi kamarle. If you want to say this is what he means, hare amru toflin behema lebehema avamos lomos lomos. You're allowed to use the behema lebehema with meiser money, meaning you can take the first animal has to be purchased with chulin money and the rest can be purchased with meiser money, but you can't take one animal and split it between meiser money and chulin money. So velema lein toflin malos lamos. So why did you just say that? Why does he have to say dafka the? No, you're supposed to be tofel lebehema lebehema. Not, he should have just said what you said is usher. You're not allowed to do that. So it's ella achi gamarle. Rather, this is what he said. Hare amru af toflin behema lebehema. So he says, why do you have to limit it to that case? You can even do it me behema lebehema, meaning you don't have to say that you just buy one huge par and that's going to feed the whole family for the whole yontif. Why don't you can even buy two smaller behemas or three smaller behemas? Let's say he's got a lot of Maaser Sheni money and he needs to purchase a few animals with it. That's acceptable as well. So why did you have to lock yourself in to saying that you're going to buy one animal? That's the way he was asking. Okay, so come on. Who is this going? Like the lo kechizkiah, the lo kerav Yochanan. So wait a second. If he was telling him, you can do whichever way you want, so that's neither the sheet of Chizkiah nor the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, because each one said you're not allowed to do what the other one says. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to buy one animal with chulin money and the rest can be with meiser money. He says each animal has to be purchased with some chulin money. And Chizkiah said you're not allowed to buy that first chagiga with any meiser money. So neither sheet holds like the other. Right? So you say, okay, so there's a lot of Amoraim that hold different sheetas, meaning so Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda don't have to hold like Chizkiah and Rav Yochanan. So he says, Masnaisa lo pligi. So he says, but the brises aren't arguing, meaning they're not arguing on the brises, and therefore, it's not really that big of a problem. So he says, Vahakotani, but don't we learn in the brisa, Achila Rishona Minha Hulin, that in the Tanya Debe Chizkiah, so we said that the brisa says, Achila Rishona, is that this was the Tanya Debe, the Tanya Debe Chizkiah, I think it was, what said that the first eating has to be from Hulin. So my Achila Rishona. So what does Achila Rishona mean? Shir Deme Achila Rishona Min Achulin. So how would Rabbi Yochanan answer that up? He would say, no, the amount of the first meal that you're going to eat from the same animal has to be enough money, meaning how much money are we talking about over here from chulin money? $1 of chulin and $999 of Maaser Sheni money? That can buy one animal? No, it has to be enough money for the one meal's worth of the animal so we can feed everybody at least that amount. So that's how he would learn the brisa. Amar Ula, Amar Reish Lakish, Ula says the name Reish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemos L'Chagiga. So let's say the guy sets aside, he wants to bring 10 carbon chagigas from these 10 animals. Hikriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon. He brought 5 of them on the first day of Tiv. He can then, you know, he can eat the rest during a Chol HaMoed or whatever, or he can bring the rest on the last day of the Yontif, and they can eat the rest. Meaning, you don't have to bring them all up front. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Kevin Shapasak Shuv Eino Makriv. No, once you stopped bringing the Karbanos, so you're not allowed to bring any more. You have to bring them all in one, in succession. You can't take a break in the middle and then bring more carbon chagigas. Amar Rav Abba, below pligi, and this is not even a machlokes. Kam bestam, kam bemefarish. The case where it says that he says he's allowed to continue bringing. That's when he never said when he's going to bring them. So he can continue bringing them even through the end of Yontif. However, if he was mefarish that he's going to bring them v'dafka on the first day, then he's not allowed to bring them on the last day. So hi stam echidami. What's the case of the stam? Ilema deleka shows beyom likarev. So he just ran out of time on the first day and he didn't have a chance to bring the rest of the animals. Hi deloakrivino deleka shows beyom. So the whole reason is that he ran out of time. Bella delesle ochlin. But if you say that he didn't have enough people and therefore he was afraid that it would be turned into noser and it would all go to waste, so that's the reason. Meaning, these are specific reasons. Either he ran out of time or he was afraid that it would be too much for the people to eat. So why not state explicitly what the reason is that you're allowed to continue bringing them later? So Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, the ika shows beyom, the isle ochlin. We're talking about cases where none of this was a problem. He had enough time during the day to bring all of them, or he had enough people and they could have consumed all of them. So lo akrivu, and he just didn't bring them on the first day. So shma mina shiurei shairinu, and when he didn't bring them all on the first day, so we understood that he wants to bring the rest on the last day. V'achinam mistabra, and this makes a lot of sense. Chiyasa Ravin, I'm Rav Yochanan, because when Ravin came, he quoted Rav Yochanan. Hifrish Eser Behemas L'Chagigas. So Hikriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon Chozer Makriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. So if he set aside ten animals, for Karban Shlomim or Karban Chagigas, he's allowed to bring five on the first day and the five on the second day. He can go back and bring five on the second day. So Kashina Adadi. So that seems to be a contradiction. Rav Yochanan said no. Once you stop, you can't bring any more. So how could so we have Ravin quoting Rabbi Yochanan saying that you can continue. So how's that so? El alav shma mina kan bestam kan b'mefarish. It must be, as we explain, that one is a case where he didn't say anything, and in that case he can keep bringing them. And one is a case where he said, no, I want to bring all of these on the first day, and then he stopped, and then he's not allowed to continue. Shma mina, and this is the pshat. Itmar nami, we also had another shita in Amorayim that says the same thing. So Amar Rav Shem Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Shem Bar Abba quotes in the name of Rav Yochanan, and we're going over to Daf Tes Amid Aleph. Lo Shonu Ela Shelo Gomar. This is only saying when we said that you're only allowed to bring it on the first day. That's when it did not finish, meaning there was still more time in the day. Aval gamar, but if the day was finished, chozer umakriv, then he can bring it on the second day. He doesn't have to say, I ran out of time. So my gamar, what does gamar mean? Ilim gamar karbanosav, it means he ran out of karbanos. So my makriv, what's he going to bring then on the second day? Ela shalo gamar hayom, it means that the day didn't finish. Aval gamar hayom, chozer umakriv, but if he just ran out of time, and because the day finished, he can go back and bring more karbanos on the second day. Okay, we will hold here.